We've reached the end of another calendar church year, another year in the church's cycle where we reflect on our Lord's life and his teachings. Every year we go through his entire life. So that's what we call it, the church year. And the church year starts at Advent. First Sunday of Advent is the beginning of the new church year. So we've reached the end of the old church year, the 2017 church year, and we're entering in the 2018 church year. And of course, we've got the calendar year starting up in just a little over a month. You know, New Year's Day is just a little over a month away. And at this time, we are reminded of another end. Of course, the end of this life. Death. That when this life is over, we know that it's not the end. In fact, it's the start of something new. Just as when the calendar changes, it's a new year, the year starts all over again. Just as when the church year ends, a new church year begins. When our life here on earth is over, we enter into eternal life. Well, it's interesting that we are reminded of this at this particular time because, of course, this is a very hectic time in our lives. We're always busy at this time of year. There's always so much going on. There's holiday preparations to do. Of course, we just had Thanksgiving. We got Christmas in a month and New Year's and all that stuff that goes around that. We've got sporting events. We've got community events. There's parties. There's get-togethers. There's always things going on during this time of year. And sometimes we might almost feel like we don't know if we're coming or going, and we honestly wonder if we're going to meet ourselves coming and going. You know, we've all had times like that. And we are reminded, though, at this point, that we need to think about the end. We need to think about what is truly important during all this hectic stuff. And what our Lord tells us is truly important is service of Him. Today we are celebrating the feast of Jesus Christ, the King of the universe. And he is telling us how we are to serve him as his disciples, as his followers. He is the king. He is the head of all creation, above all creation. And we are to serve him as his followers, as his disciples. And he tells us how to do that. We hear this list. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me. Naked and you clothed me, ill and you cared for me, in prison and you visited me. Now, for those who grew up Catholic, you probably learned the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. So hopefully this list should sound very familiar. This is the corporal works of mercy. The church has taken this reading, this passage, and made it the list of things that we are to do as works of mercy. It's added one more. That we are to bury the dead. This is why a funeral is so important, why a burial is so important, because it's part of our service to Christ to serve our neighbor by burying them, especially in situations where money might not be available or the family might not even care. We still have this call to serve the dead, to serve Christ by burying the dead. Unfortunately, we often forget how important it is to serve Christ. We get so caught up in the things of the world. We get so caught up in our lives, get so caught up in the busyness of everything that's going on that we tend to draw inward and just focus on what we need to do to get through or what we want to do or what we want to have. We get so focused on ourselves that we miss the need to focus on Christ. We miss the need to serve Christ. Interestingly, I had a reminder of this morning. So my parents are visiting or have been visiting. They'll be catching the westbound train here in a little bit. And I go off to Dodson and my dad sends me a message that there was a homeless couple that was staying behind the rectory garage in the grass there behind the garage. And my mom had invited them in and gave them some food and wanted to know how to help them. So I get home and they're there and we're visiting. It's a reminder to me that we need to be constantly evaluating how are we serving Christ by serving those among us who are in need. We were able to help them get a place to stay for tonight and hopefully they can take care of themselves beyond that. They can find some help beyond that. And could they possibly be taking advantage of us? Absolutely. They could be these couples that they just go around and basically live off of other people's generosity, you know, not contributing anything of their own. So be it. Jesus does not say in here, you found me hungry and you fed me, unless I was taking advantage of you, then don't worry about it. You found me thirsty and gave me something to drink, unless I was taking advantage of you, so don't worry about it. Jesus doesn't say that. Jesus says we have to help those who are hungry, those who are thirsty, those who are ill, those who are naked, and so on. Now, how we help someone we know is doing this out of a habit, who is taking advantage of others, is very different than how we are going to do someone who's broken down by the side of the road. How we are going to help someone who's in bad string of luck, is having a rough time in their life, had, you know, problems, is very different than how we're going to help someone who is doing this habitually. But we still need to help all of them. We still need to reach out to all of them. Because when we serve the least among us, including those who do it habitually, we are directly serving Christ. We are called to go out of ourselves and serve others to serve Christ. And it's so important we do that because of what our Lord tells us. He tells us that if we go out and serve Him by serving others, we will be saved. But if we go out and do not serve others, serve Him by serving others, we will be condemned at the final judgment, that there will be that separation. When we go out to serve, we are doing what our Lord is calling us to do, to go out and then to bring people to Him. That our service, because it is in service of Christ, should lead people to Him, should lead people to draw closer to Him, as we are seeking to draw closer to Him. That's the image of the first reading of the lost sheep being rescued, the sheep wandering off and being rescued. Well, we are the instrument by which our Lord rescues the lost sheep. When we go out and serve Christ by serving others, we are also proclaiming the gospel. We are also saying, you know, someone says, well, why are you helping me? Because Jesus tells me I have to. Jesus tells me I am to serve Him by serving you. We proclaim the gospel. That's why one of the mass endings, the last phrase the priest says at mass, is go out and announce the gospel of the Lord. That's a reminder for us that when we leave here, we are to go out. Not to our daily lives, not to things we'd like to do, things we want to do, but go out to proclaim the good news of the gospel. Go out to serve Christ by serving others. That is our call as disciples. That is our call as followers of our Lord. And as we are being reminded of this end at the end times at this end of the year, may we truly devote ourselves to doing that, to doing the corporal works of mercy, going out and proclaiming the good news, serving Christ by serving others, so that we may hear our Lord say to us, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.